Bar and the Sugya first, and then we'll discuss what Pashas Vayishlach in an avoided way. Just want to speak out a certain mahalach in the Maisa with Dinan and Shechem, and it's Yadua. And the oinah was an oinish. Why Dina fell to Shechem was mamish an oinish. What was the oinish? The oinish was that she was hidden. And Esav came earlier to meet Yaakov, so they hid Dina, and Esav shouldn't be in Noisa Eino with Dina. And it was a tvia. Why was it a tvia? Because if Dina would have married Esav, so after she would have been metaken Esav. So Meila, therefore, it seems like that a person should look for shidduchim for his daughter, should look for the worst bocha. Efshe, he's got a good daughter, married the worst bocha. Efshe, there'll be makarim. What type of tvia is a tvia on Yaakov Avinu for not allowing Esav to marry Dina? Chapal de Gazach. So it's important just to speak out the whole mahalach to understand the whole matzul. First of all, starting already from Leah. Leah was destined to marry Esav. Why was destined to marry Esav? Gdoyla, gdoyla, ktana, ktana. Vayta the same kasha. That's how Shabchonim work. He's got a daughter of 20 and a son of 20 and a daughter of 19 and a son of 19. So I couldn't care less who they are. Just match them up together. Shabchonim do work like that, but that's not that's not how parents work. So the vote is, obviously, if Leah was destined for Esav and Rachel was destined for Yaakov, that was the emesek of Zivuk. Why did Taka Yaakov like Rachel more? Ain't a layer rakas, all these nyanim are not nyanim to be under kipshuta. Now, there's a famous Balatanya. Balatanya writes in Torah Oira, and Mr. Thing on this week's parasha, he speaks about the whole Indian of the Shurish of Esav. The Shurish of Esav, Chiyidua, was Esav had a higher Shurish than Yaakov Avinu. And Pashup Shat, it's not Pashup Shat, but it's bringing it down to a Pashta level, Esav came from a Makar higher than Yaakov Avinu. Because we know B'tchil Olam Machshav to create the world in Midas Adin, and the Rosh Ein Adam Eskayim Shittav Ema Midas Arachim. But the Emes, what's the Emes to commit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Bris Oyel? And the Midas Adin. Midas Adin is a Hecher Midas, the Midas Arachim. Seems like from that Chazal, the Midas Arachim is more or less a Ein Breyer, the Yevet, the Kahan Hagar. But the Etzem, for Semes HaKasem of Bereshah, the Tzadikim should try and live their lives with Midas Adin. In other words, everything they get, they should get what they deserve, so to speak, so that they should make themselves into a kli that the Eibusha should be able to be knowing with them the midas adin, because that's by some bitchil all of the machshava. Yidua that Esav is midas adin the klipa midas adin. Yaakov is midas teferes is midas arach. So therefore, Mameila, Esav came from a higher makor, a higher makor than Yaakov Avinu. The whole Indian of Ayer, Yitzchok is Esav kitzayit bepiv. Why does Yitzchok like Esav more? Because Yitzchok is midas adin, and Yitzchok has a tshuka to bring Esav's din back into kedusha. The same chilek as we say between Yaakov and Esav is the same chilek between Rachel and Leah. More down in Svarim, that the chilek between Rachel and Leah, as you do, that Pashad Rachel is mevakal b'neah, Rachel is the midas arachmim, Rachel is the yiddish amamim, and Leah is midas adin. In other words, Leah, the doyrus of the zivug of Yaakov and Leah correspond to doyrus with much of midas kaim and klal Yisrael on a very high ruchnistic level. Then there's a zivug between Yaakov and Rachel and a zivug between Yaakov and Leah. The zivug of Yaakov and Leah is brought down in Chazal. That's this man klal Yisrael is on a high machshava, on a betchila all of a machshava to level. Rachel ki yedua is this man achorbam yidden going out of golus. Rachel was buried in mislechem. Rochel Vakal Bene, Rochel Faker, Rochel corresponds to the Rachmanas that you need of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael on a high level, then they don't need Rachmanas. And the Emish is money with him, B'midas Adin. And now it's Taka, that's the Zivuk of Yaakov and Leah. But Yaakov himself, he said, is Midas Arachim. So Yaakov's real emesek of Zivuk is the Zivuk with Rochel. So Yaakov and Rochel, their Zivuk is the Zivuk of Rachim, because that's the middle of Teferis, that's the middle of Rachim. And therefore, that's why Yaakov Taka wanted to marry Rochel. Yaakov is Tzigur Pastor Rachel. But there's a specific as well of Yaakov and Leah. But Be'etzim Lekatchila Leah was supposed to marry Esav, because Leah can bring Esav's din back to the Kedusha, because Leah herself is a Bechina. Leah herself is a Bechina of din. So Leah's children, Shimon and Levi, we'll soon see that Shimon and Levi, Harigat Shem, Shimon and Levi were acting Midas Adin. Yehuda, the restoration of Emes Tikamidus Adin. They are children Hanyonim of Din. Sheinkin Rochel is the Bechin of Vakal Benes. That explains the vote why Taka Leah would have married Esau. If it's possible that Leah would have been stuck in Esau, and then they would have brought Esau back to his din to the Kedusha, and they would have brought Esau back to the Bechin of Betchila Olav Machshava, and then the world would have taken him more back to the Tikkun of the Betchila Olav Machshava to create the words of Midas Adin. Esau's keeping the Midas Adin from being able to control by itself, because Esau is the clip of Midas Adin. He's the Al-Khar B'chatechi of Midas Adin. But bring Esau back to Kedusha and bring the world back to Betchila Olav Machshava. So Leah Taka should have married. Leah Taka was supposed to marry Esau. So she had a chance. The Eibusha sent another chance. The whole idea of the lady of Dina, a daughter, Yudbeis Shiftei Kol. Where's Dina going? What's Dina's role in the Yudbeis Shiftei Kol? Dina was also a child. Now, you do have a Dina's Miloshen Din, and Dina's Miloshen Din. After Leah was given the first chance to bring Esau back to Tikunai, and she didn't bring Esau back to Tikunai, so then there was another chance. Taka, there was a chance with Dina. And Dina is Taka Miloshen Din, and Dina would have been the second zivuk of marrying Esau. Dina marrying Esau would have brought Taka the Din, the Midas Adin, back to Tikunai. So therefore, was Taka a big Tvia on Yaakovina. Yaakovina was scared to have Esau's type of din in his mishpacha. Esau's type of din is a violent din. It's a din al chav b'chotichya. He didn't want al chav b'chotichya. So tefaldi kazach, because what happened was the dina fell to Shechem. Shechem, as Moritz says, is the mokum of shchita reitzchem. Shechem is taka the mokum of Esau. Keilu, it's a bechina, and that's what you do. That Yosef was given Shechem because ein zarish leisav noifel ella bidei Yosef atali. Shechem was the middle of Esau's, Shechicha Yoitzchim. And it was given to Yosef. Yosef had to be Mavar, Yosef has to kill out the Mavar at the time Shechem. Now, the whole story with Dina falling to Shechem was, the Eibusha said, if you don't want to restore Din to Kedusha, you yourself are going to suffer from the Din of Klip. So, therefore, Dina fell to Shechem. Shimon Levi went and they killed the whole Shechem. And Yaakovin was Mechiach, and Pasha Zaychi, Shimon Levi Achim, Kli Choros, Mechorosim. And what does it mean? Kli Chamas Mecher saying. So Rashi says there, Tofsu Umnes Esau. So the etzim at the end of the day, because of the story with Dina, Shimon Levi fell to Esau's Midas Adin. It's all coming from the same pagan that they didn't bring the din, the Midas Adin, the Tikunai. So therefore, Yaakov didn't want Esau because doesn't want Esau's din in his Mishpacha. Fakir, he's talking Shimon Levi fell to Esau's Midas Adin. Kli Chamas Mecher saying that they killed the whole town. Kill the whole time Shechem. That's why Taka Yehuda, she said, Apam Oides Hashem, because Yehuda is Taka the Emes Tikadin. Yehuda is Mechoykek Mebein Raglov, Layoto Shevet Me Yehuda, Mechoykek Mebein Raglov. Yehuda is Taka the Malchus, Yehuda is Taka the Emes Tikadin. So when Leah saw that she was having a shadow Shimon and Levi, and Shimon and Levi, she didn't want to marry Esau, but she anyways got Esau in her Mishpacha, she anyways had Esau with the children of Shimon and Levi. When Yehuda was born, and that's the Emes Tikadin Sadin, is then she says, Taka Hapam Oyde Hashem. And that's Taka Yehuda, Al Atki Yom Ashila, the Midas Adin, the Emesik of Midas Adin, Leah was Zoicha. She Taka Din, until Yehuda, she waited that the Din should Taka be a Din, which is a Din Emes Lamitai. The Midas Adin, Kipshutai of Betchila Olav Machshav. So that explains the story of Ashley Yishlach Adin. That was just a Mahalach to explain. But the ikkar we wanted to discuss is the avodah de kechelik of Parshas Vayishlach to understand what went on with the struggles of Nuchama between Yaakov and the Malach of Esau. So the Farshim all was it yes, mamash a struggle? Was it mamash a physical fight? It wasn't a physical fight. He did get injured by Guf. He didn't get injured by Guf. What was this old struggle? What was this old Nuchama from the Malach of Esau? No, pshat is Yedua. That Yaakov and Esav is a bechin of guf and neshama. Esav is bechin of guf. That's why he was born. It's called Esav. His guf is ready. And Yaakov Avinu is a bechin of neshama, because we know that every yid neshama is taken mitachas kisei koide. And says that in neshmas of Yaakov Avinu is chatzuva kisei koide Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu is a bechin of neshama, and Esav and Rosh is a bechin of guf. The Eibusha takes the neshama and throws it into the guf. That's why Yaakov and Esau were born as twins. They were born as one thing. And the whole avodah of a yid is, and the sugi and brachas, the whole avodah of a yid is, till he dies, is to try to keep the two try to keep the two. In other words, if he keeps his neshama a separate entity to his guf, in other words, he doesn't bring his neshama, he remains kula yiruchni, and he remains still with the chukka to go back to his shayrish. So pshat is b'shas misosa, when he dies, it says that the neshama sails out of the guf, the neshama cruises out of the guf. It's a bechina of misa b'neshika. Gemara brachos uses a loshem. It's a rasha who got the guf and the neshama all entangled together. So Gemara brachos compares it to trying to take a thorn out of wool. Now when you take the thorn, wool comes with it. It means it's all got mixed together. Yaakov Avinu was born a guf and a neshama. That was Yaakov and Esav. So Yaakov wants the guf and the neshama. The whole avodah throughout their life was Yaakov had to come to a level where he had no guf left. The whole gufni, the whole side of gufni of Yaakov Avinu went to Esav. Yaakov Avinu became kulei neshama. And then, the goof is here and the neshama is here, and it's not mixed. They don't mingle together. That's the bechina the Gemara and Brachos calls the misa b'neshika of taking a hair out of milk. You can see this is the goof, this is the neshama, and that's the neshama does that. And that was the whole avodah of Yaakov Avinu. Esav, his goof, is trying to bring the neshama, trying to excite the neshama into goofni, into ketayvus, and trying to mix them together. And with the tachlis of the yid is to be machzor the two. Pasha Vayishlach Yaakov Avinu came to the Shleimus, where Yaakov Avinu taka was mechiach that he had no gufle. Pasha Vayishlach was mechiach that Yaakov Avinu bein the gufle, bein the neshmasi was kulei neshom. And Esav was kulei guf. Esav had no ruchnius left of him, and Yaakov Avinu had no gufnius left of him. And that was the tachlis habiru, he's guf and he's neshom. Where do we see the Shleimus? Shleimus, how can we see this mechoma between Yaakov and Esav? The Elgas Vasemir explains that a yid has a guf and a neshama, and a malach has a guf and a neshama. A yid has a mala over the malach mitzad his neshama. A yid neshama is hechavi a malach neshama, but the malach has a mala over a yid mitzad a guf. And a malach guf is more kodesh than a yid guf. So each one has a mala over the other one. And the malach had a ruch mitzad a guf. We learn yumak. They have a regal like an eagle. A malach has a form of a certain surah. So Svasema says that a malach, if you're dealing with gufim, a malach is stronger than a yid. If you're dealing with neshamas, a yid is hecher than a malach. So Svasema says, what happened over here with Esav and Yaakov, with the fight with the malach of Esav? What was Yaakov mechiach over here with this melchama? That his guf, not only mitzvah is neshama, that he have a mila over Esau's malach, but even mitzvah of guf, he had a mila over Esau's neshama, which means that Yaakov Avinu proved that he was cooler in neshama. If he's cooler in neshama, then he could win over the malach. The person is guf and neshama, so if it's a physical struggle, the malach is going to win because the malach's guf is stronger. Once a yid shows that even his guf is neshama, he was always hecher than a malach, and a mila he can win over a malach. Svasana says that vote, that Melchama came to be Mechiach, that Yaakov Avinu's guf was even more Kaddish than the Malach's Neshama. He's Kulei Neshama. That's the whole Mabir of Pashat Vayishlach. And maybe therefore you can understand a lot of the Kuddis over here. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanov. Rashi says Malachim Mamish. It's a Svar Mass. Well, it's just a Malach. Why do you waste the Malach on Esau? Chlal Esau's not. Esav says, "Kiroy pnei lekim atitzeni." Esav is not used to a malach. I think Berba Avchaim Akam of the Hu to say, "Loshem Yishlach the Yaakov had to kilo be megashin the malach hashtikul to send it to Esav." Why is he going through that bother? Send a malach to the bottom. Send a messenger, not a malach. Teretz says, "No, Yaakov's taka is being mechiach to Esav over here." Him lovan garti v'tarik mitzvah shomarti. I'm completely oblivious to everything that's around me. I can live in a mokum of goof and a mokum of gashmius. I'm a tired mitzvah shemati bechlalam and under a belt. Yaakov's trying to be mechiach to Esav the whole time. That the goof and the neshama are two separate entities, and therefore Esav, you can't join me. We live on two different worlds. We live on two different planets, and therefore Yaakov is telling Esav, there's no reason to be soina. What's the sinner? We don't cross paths bechlam, right? I'm not stepping on you bechlam. So I'm saying that Esav felt. Vot al chav chatichia is the Esav feels that whoever is on olam hazeh is disturbing Esav. Al chav chatichia, Esav was Yerush olam hazeh, Yaakov olam habor, and Eila Esav al chav chatichia, Esav wants to kill the whole world, like Hitler machshemoy. He wants to conquer the whole world. The whole world is his. So Yaakov was telling Esav, I bechlal am a neshama, bechlal I'm not toifet mokum over here, bechlal in olam hazeh. And Eila, therefore, he sent Veishlach Yaakov malochim mamash. He wants to send a messenger to Esav that we can't go together. We can't go together. It's not a shidduch. Later in the pasuk it says, "Vayiro vayeter." So Rashi says that he was scared in case he'll get killed, and he was scared in case Yar gehu as acherim. So the Sfarim explained that Esav, that Yaakov made a cheshbon. Yaakov says when a guf and a neshama goes together, so if it's not done properly, then the neshama can be pulled down into the guf, and that's what Yaakov Avinu was scared of. Yaakov Avinu was kulei neshama. Yaakov Avinu was scared of the kesher of Esav, just like a neshama is scared to come down to the guf. It doesn't want to be pulled down to the pulled down with the guf. The two have to stay completely separate. So that's what Yaakov's mechiyach. And Meila, later in the parsha, there's the beginning of Ayvata Yaakov Levado. And Chazal say, Rashi brings down Ayvata Yaakov Shochach Pachim Ketanim. So Meila, on Yaakov's Madrigi, he showed that he had Epis HaShaychus to Elam Hazeh. Epis HaShaychus, he was Machshev Pachim Ketanim. With all the Heilige Cheshbonis that he had, he was Machshev Epis Melam Hazeh. As soon as he's Machshev Epis Melam Hazeh, it means as soon as he has Epis Yoh Gufni, something Yeh Gashmi, so then Esav has a tiny, Esav has a tvia. And therefore he came to be loichem with Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu had to be mechiach, that he's kulei neshama. Yaakov Avinu had to be mechiach, that af mitzad ha-guf shuvay. Even mitzad his guf, even mitzad his gashmir, he's way above Esav malach. And that's how Yaakov Avinu showed that he's got no shaykh to el mazeh. He was mesaken the inyan of pachim ketanim, and that's how the Malach Taka then was Moida, and the Malach Taka changed his name to Yisrael. Yisrael, as we know, is Rosh Hashanah, is Leroish. And Leroish meant that Yaakov Avinu was Kulei Neshama Diklish. Neshama is the Roish, Neshama Shebemoichi, and therefore that's the Vod. Ekev is the step. Ekev is the ankle that touches the ground. That's the Bechinus Aguf. Yaakov wasn't Shaykh to Guf anymore. And maybe therefore Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael. Yisrael is Leroish. In other words, he went from Ekev to Moichi. He went from Guf to Neshama. The Ekev is called the Bechinus Guf, and the Roish is the Bechinus Neshama, Neshama Shebemoichi. Yaakov Avinu was Mechiach that, and maybe therefore, that he was Mechiach, that he's Kulei. This whole parasha is the parasha of the Hizbarus, that the Guf and the Neshama don't go together. The person has to keep his Neshama with all the chukka that a person has, and all the chukka that the Neshama has the whole time, the Chazal say, Balkoch, Ratachai, that a person, the Neshama, the whole time, throughout his life, has a gargoyim. For Olam Haba has a gargoyim for Hecher Zachen, for Ruchnis de Gezachen, and doesn't get Chas Hashem pulled down by the goof, and that was Nisbaris by Yaakov Avinu getting changed to Yisrael. Now the bear between the name Yaakov and between the name Yisrael. I made the chizuk we have to take out from this week's parsha is how goof are their zach. And a person has to try and work on his gagoin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his chukka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to Shabbos and it comes to tefillah, whatever it comes to, a person has to show that his neshama has a chukka, like the tefillah, it's pashtus aguf, that's the bearer of this week's parasha. The sinus koyach of the Maisa of a similar bonim is just like Yaakov Avinu was mechiach that kulei neshama, and the goyim and Esav, they're kulei guf. The two don't meet together, and two don't go along together. And that's the whole vote of the Soil Hashem and Soil Azazel. Right? The Sfarim say that these gifts that Yaakov Avinu sent to Esav was the Soil Azazel. I was chatting the Soil Azazel. On Yom Kippurim is a day where we don't have a goof. Yom Kippurim is Embo Lachila Vleishtia Vleinisasa. We don't have a goof. We forget it. We don't have a goof. Of Kulei Nesham. We're Kulei Nesham. Kulei Nesham. Throughout the year we had a goof. The test is, it wasn't our goof. The Gashmis that we had throughout the year, the song wasn't ours. Who was it? It was Esav's. Esav is Kulei Goof. And made the sign of us, they're sending him back what's his. We machte our goof to Esav in Yom Kippur. When we come out of Yom Kippur, when God's hungry, even when we come back, machte Yom Kippur into a goof, but it's under Zach. We go straight into Sukkot, where the whole goof is wrapped around the Aramakim. It's a completely under a chalos of a goof. Gashmi took a goof that we give back. And that's what Yaakov Avinu did over here as well. That's Pshat Nesoyl Azazel. Vishlach la'Yaakov Alochem. Yaakov says that I haven't got a goof. And Kule Neshama, Kule have Chukka for Yenevel, I couldn't care less. On Chosim, I couldn't care less. And that's the Pshat in Rashi, in Lovangarti. Now say, see, Ger, I'm still a Ger in Olam Hazeh. I didn't take Yerushas, I didn't become wealthy, I wasn't Yerush. He's saying, I've got no shaykh to tell him as there. I mean, there's no sinner bichlal. It shouldn't be sinner between us. We don't cross paths. Esav is the koyach ha-ra, who wants to mix the guf and the neshama together. which happens when a person dies, is that the Yitzias HaMashama should be a thorn taken out of wool rather than a hair taken out of milk. Yaakov Avinu is remaining standing by his. He doesn't want to have any shaykhs. So this is a bet on a shtickel Yom Kippur, a parasha. It's a parasha where when a var is a sol Hashem, a sol Azazel. And at our level, they can wait to work through it and to be poil, and stuck it to work on a chukka for everything. Because the neshama is that which has a chukka. A goof is dead, a goof has no feeling. A mitzvah is done, mitzvah is not shema l'malta, a goof needs to take a mitzvah. That's what Chazal say. It's a Chazal. I don't know whether Makor Chazal is going to say, I think it's Ibn Ezra, a tefillah b'lei kavana, a goof b'lei neshama. Goof b'lei neshama means a tefillah b'lei kavana without chukka. So we're serving a Kadosh Baruch with a goof, but Yid doesn't have a goof. Yid is kula neshama. The chukka of the mitzvah. The chassidim say the hachana of the mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah. The hachana of the mitzvah, that's where you operate with your neshama. The hachana of the mitzvah, that's kula chukka, that's kula neshamatic. The actual mitzvah itself, you have to do with a goof. But before you do the mitzvah, you've got to become kula neshamatic. If you become kula neshamatic with the chukka, so then even your goof is like Yaakov Avinu's goof. It's a goof with kedushas and neshama. But a goof without the chukka of the neshama is an eitzah of the mitzvah. It's a Yaakov Avinu's mitzvah. This is the mitzvah of a similar bonim. Of the chukka that we had, the chukka we have, Chanukah was taka zman of Mesiras Nefesh. Chanukah was a zman where they couldn't. The Baal HaTanya writes that when it comes to separating from the Eibishter, every Yid got Mesiras Nefesh. And the Yevonim, the Chashmonah, they saw that the life wasn't worth living. If they don't have the Shemen Tor, if they don't have the Chochma, we know that the Ner is connected to the Neshama, Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom. And when they were metamba the shmanim, we know that tumah starts from misa, tumas a guf, a dead guf, a guf da, and neshama is the bechun of tumah. So guf is tumah, and ner is neshama. So what do they do? They were metamba the ner. In other words, they were metamba. They put the guf into the neshama. They were misa nefesh to find shemen zayzoch, shemen tor, which is the bechun of to light the ner, which is kulei ner Hashem nishmas adam. And therefore, that's why they were moisa nefesh. Moisa nefesh means they left their guf, fakir. They didn't want their guf. They wanted to be kula neshamadik. The whole avodah of Chanukah, the whole avodah of Chanukah is taka the chana. The avodah of Chanukah is preparing ourselves for the serious nefesh, preparing ourselves for the chukka in elikus, the chukka of wanting to be only in elikus and not to. As you do it, the shach, you will know the Bnei Sofcha brings it down. The shach al atoyah brings down the pachim ketanim was taka. The pachim ketanim was taka the pach of Chanukah. Yaakov Avinu was trying to be masakin the der of Chanukah, but even the der of Chanukah, which was the der Hashma, the Yidin Shad, the Koyach, the Tzukah, to be Moise Nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ebesha Elfen, the Shri Zaycha, I could have the Tzukah for only for Nyan and Ruchmiyim, and to have, to feel our Neshama, and to do our mitzvahs Neshamadik, to do everything we do, we should be doing it Neshamadik. And the Shri Zaycha, that was Yaakov Avinu's Avoida, that's the Tikkun Echet Ha'adam. The Tikkun Echet Ha'adam, the Eitzah Da'as was, when the Neshama and the Guf don't get on. Why would before the Chet of Eitz Hadas was Adam going to live forever? Because if the Guf and the Neshama is one, there's no snakshus, there's no clash, and maybe they can get on forever. The person only dies, so the doctor, the foreigner brings it a few times, he was a doctor, when there's a clash, when the choyim of the person connected the choyim of the person, when something goes out of proportion, when everything gets on together, well together, when there's shalom amongst the whole binyan ha'adam, and there's no misa. The foreigner says that's pshat hinei nois, and there's brisi shalom. How do you learn out from brisi shalom that he became Pinchas, became Elio Novi, who lives forever? Says the foreigner, because he's benched brisi shalom, he's benched that his whole being, his whole eivor, everything should be b'shalom. If everything's b'shalom, then a person lives forever. So the after the chet of Adam Rishon, his guf became separate from the neshama. And then if you separate them, then the taka is going to get separated, and they have to be a stalkas on the neshama, and they have to die. Yaakov Avinu was tikkun chet of Adam, shufrei the Yaakov, and shufrei the Adam. And parsha vayishlach is in his bar that the Yaakov Avinu brought that tikkun back again. There's only one bechina, and that's kula neshama. The mitzvah that he has to do with his guf, but he's still doing it off on a neshama oifen. We should be zeichah to do that. We should be zeichah to take all the chukka that we have from this week's parasha and to be oyvid nes Hashem v'emes.